right, it is 10 o'clock. We will get started.
Let's have a word. Lord, I pray that you bring the will of the day to this court. You are a judge, a commissioner of God, is working the budget and work things out good for our employees and our county. We just give this thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Got a great turnout this morning. Thank you all for coming out. We will start with our item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it is a factual statement, we cannot respond back to it unless it's an item on the agenda. So anyone from the audience wish to address the court at this point? Yes, sir. Just come up, name where you live so we get it on record. Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
My name is Steve Montero. I'm the CEO of GrantWorks. Currently living in Galveston. Used to live in Port Arthur for several years doing a disaster recovery for you guys when Rita hit. Did several hundred homes here through that program. But now with GrantWorks, and I just wanted to introduce myself. I came in this morning. We're very honored to be working with you guys. We're very excited. This is an amazing community. Like I said, 16 years ago, I worked all through here. And I just wanted to personally introduce myself and just tell you we're very excited to be part of this community again and so looking forward to working with you guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming.
Appreciate you coming out.
Appreciate you and looking forward to the great stuff you're going to do for us.
Yes, sir.
All right, anyone else? All right, if not, Commissioner?
Good to see everybody out here. We'll get to work on today's work.
Got plenty to do.
You think?
Good.
Everybody good? Commission. Okay. All right. Well, we then will go on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending July 31st, 2026, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $156,891.25. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $1,653,523.23. C, Treasurer's Report of Revenues Received and Disbursed in accordance with Local Government Code 114.026 and Affidavit of Approval by the Court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for the total of $27,571,774.43, summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $20,755,091.55, and First Financial Bank of $6,776,682.88, and anything listed with you, Ms. Penny.
But I believe you read the collateral total incorrectly, if you would reread that.
Oh, the pledged collateral total of $27,531,774.43. All right. That's big numbers.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item number three, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of court a direct deposit from the State Controller of Public Accounts in the amount of $866,068.59. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of June of 2026 and have been credited to the General Operating Fund. Anything else you'd like to add to that, Ms. Christie?
Okay.
What's
that?
You
can do that more often,
Chris. Yeah, I know it.
I'll try.
So moved.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? All right, got some signed signatures we got to do. Two pages. Thank you. sir. All right, item number four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of August 18th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $3,715 from the Road and Bridge Fund 002-573-54120 to Arsenal Wilson Coal for project ORC-104 for Oaks Ranch Road Bank Stabilization for services on 7/10/2026 to 7/31/2026. B, $11,700 from the TDRA GLO Improvements Grant Fund 073-936-53003 to Arsenal Wilson Coal LLC for project ORC-050 CDBGDR Imelda two-lane drainage improvement for services from 9/1/2025 to 6/11/2026. C, $9,250 from the TDRA GLO Improvement Grant Fund 073-936-53003 to Gary R. Trailer and Associates for DR 4466 and 24-064-031-E219, draw number 9 on the two-lane street improvements for services 11/11/2025 to 5/31/2026. And then D, $311,065.48 from the Special Grants Fund 081-927-53002 to G&G Enterprises for pay app number 10 for the Health Services Building for services through 6/30/2026. And anything else added, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $307,437.33. Road and Bridge, $43,554.10. Mosquito Control, $939.60. Adult Probation, $18,058.12. Airport, $4,470.13. Consolidated Accounts, $444. ARFA, $311,065.48 for a total payment of $685,968.76.
Motion by three.
Second
by four.
I would like, before we go any further, I'd like to recognize Arsenal Wilson and Cole for the work they did on the two-lane project. We finished that project almost 2 months ahead of schedule. And I would tell you that there was probably not a single change order had to been done, any issues that we had to work through. They did an amazing job designing that project. And rarely does that happen in this government line of work, but they really did good. And the contractor that did it was Experts Underground. They did an amazing job, too. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them guys.
Yeah, I have a question about D. What percentage are we completed, and what does that represent as far as payment?
Same question.
Joel's at training.
Yeah, Joel's at training and works out. But I'll get that answer for you and get it back to you.
Before we approve this, do we know that this is not the final payout?
No, it's not the final because they're not at final stage yet.
Okay.
Right. Do you want to?
No, I'm okay with as long as there's still some left.
As long as we need some
okay.
Left.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. A motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number five, a discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the county auditor from 001-111-538-30 of contingency of $63,000 and 001-111-540-91 county appointed attorneys, the 163rd adult probation court, $1,500, and then going to 001-111-540-94 county attorney again, $51,000 to 001-111-54092. County appointed attorney again, $1,500. And then the 001-111-54093 county appointed attorney again on $12,000 and purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year.
And if I may, when you said on account 54091, you said adult probation.
It just rolled right off. I'm so used to saying it.
Just
Adult probation goes together with me for some reason. I don't know. All right. Strike the probation part.
But that would beg the question, adult what?
Yeah.
So it's not juvenile court. It's
the adult court.
It is all of these are for indigent adult, but it is an appointed attorney for an adult.
Sometimes things run
a little more often. Will be appointed for
it will
you.
Be appointed to you. You see that on TV all the time.
Yep.
All right.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And again, there's going to be several of these coming because it's the end of the year and all this stuff. I will just make sure that I understand because I'm not going to read every single one of these out because they get long. But at the end of the year, as we're balancing our budgets back to what we estimated, what they thought they should be, you get as close as you can get, you know, and these things happen. So we have to do adjustments at the end. Sir?
I think you ought to read them all.
You think I ought to read them? Well, I will certainly let you, if you so choose, that you want to read them.
I don't think I'd make it all the way through.
Yeah. All right. So the next one, item number six, is discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for. And again, if y'all want to just read through those, because this is a pretty long one as well. If you see anything that stands out. But these are just adjustments that we're making so that we can finish our budget where we're supposed to finish our budget.
So
moved. All right, a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion?
We probably ought to say something about what it is.
Oh, this purpose provides funds for the remainder of the year. I mean, people, these
we're just moving
same thing.
Health, life,
these are,
to the
yeah, this is insurance
box.
Side.
That's all.
This is the insurance line items. All right, a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven is discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the county auditor as well. And this one is going into the salaries line item and adjustments in salaries line items. And y'all can read through those. If you see something stands out, you can certainly ask a question.
And I will say on this, it's from department to department except for there is one from contingency, and that is for the district 128th court. And what happened there was an anniversary so when I
they hit their anniversary year.
Budget point anniversary increase.
Okay. All right.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number eight, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for. But I'm going to stay consistent. This is a little shorter, but y'all can read it. This is, again, in salaries, in overtime, and regular salaries. You want to add to that anything, Penny? And this is for the remainder of the funds for the auditors to make their moves.
Well, we've been short-handed, more overtime, mm-hmm. less our regular salaries. We're moving it from regular into overtime to pay that deficit.
Thank you.
So moved.
Motion by four, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-57550, repairs rental construction of $5,000 to 002-573-52400, small tools and supplies, $5,000. And this is to cover the cost of small tools for the maintenance shop. Anything you want to add to that, Tracy?
Okay. I will add something to this because there's been some discussion about it.
Yeah.
What we're doing here is providing tools for the mechanics. We found out that prior to this, they were having to provide all their own tools, and then we found out that our insurance policy doesn't cover enough of what the cost is of those tools to replace them if they've got stolen. So the Road and Bridge made the decision to provide the hand tools to them so that they were covered.
Which is what we should have been doing.
Should have been doing the whole time.
Right. So is that a motion?
I thought it had already been made.
Motion by two, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 10, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer in Road and Bridge from 002-573-52505 of culverts and pipes of $105,000 to 002-573-54190, software and programming, $105,000. Purpose, this payment is to cover the cost for the backup data and 2 years of software service from RMT, which is who we went to. So,
I could say a lot about this one, Judge. It was presented that the grant would pay for it. Obviously, it is not.
Well, it was not. It was never followed through by the previous road and bridge administrator or engineer, if you will. He did not fulfill the paperwork as he was supposed to, and here we are.
Here we are.
I just want to make that point.
And here he ain't.
And it wasn't
October. And here he ain't.
In October, we're going to cancel that RMC, so.
Okay.
We've already got a new system.
Yeah, we've already switched it over.
It wasn't a usable program for us either.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
No,
so.
It wasn't working at all.
Nothing about it that was presented was very true. No. So let's go there.
So moved.
Motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number 11, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the Sheriff's Office from 001740575500 equipment of $22,000 going to 001740522251 bulletproof vest of $15,000 and 001740521100 public safety supplies $5,000 and 001740599999 other of $2,000 purpose to pay for 8 current employee replacement vests expiring this year and for any new hires coming before next budget. Also to add funds to uniforms to complete the new uniforms purchases and replenish the line item for other purchases until the end of the budget. Pretty self-explanatory, Sheriff, but if you want to add anything to it, you're certainly welcome to.
Sheriff, that would imply if we've got new hires coming in before the new budget, do you have somebody coming?
Well, we do not have them, but we're hopeful to have
there you
them
go.
Before the new budget.
All right. So, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by two. Second.
Second.
Oh, okay. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Before I go to item number 12, because of the way that we need to sequence this thing, we're going to go to item number 24 first. I need to approve part of it before I go to the next two steps. So we're going to skip to item 24.
Okay.
All right, so item number 24 is discussion and possible action regarding allowing and using funds from 001-681-57590 of equipment for the purchase of Starlink Internet equipment and annual Starlink Internet service for the cameras at Claiborne West Park, in addition to cameras that were previously approved for our parks. And so this is the service to provide so that they'll actually work like they're supposed to.
Motion.
That motion by four.
Second.
For clarity, these are not
these are not fly cameras. There's nowhere near fly
security
cameras.
Security cameras for the Parks Department.
All right, and then so is there any further discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Linda Carver, Orange County. Just real quick, are these cameras Starlink going to be at all of the parks, or just is it just Claiborne?
It depends. So the court had approved $100,000 last. This current budget for us to try to get security cameras at all the parks. Currently, it's been a big process that we've gotten. The Starlink is what's been told to me by vendors is the best provider at Claiborne. But each location, it may be different.
It
may be Verizon here and AT&T there. It just
I think Starlink would be great.
Honestly. Yeah, well, and we're
not
looking.
It's the best choice.
Right.
Yeah, we're looking at
most affordable and easiest connection.
Yeah, whatever is the most for big, because that's the thing about it is, yeah, you're right. Starlink is absolutely the best when it comes to the technology side, but it's not cheap. So where we can get Spectrum or one of the other services that have the same availability to the deal, we're going to use those. But Claiborne doesn't have that availability for that, so that's why we're going to Starlink there. And so as she's moving through them, there may be another one or two that we use with that, but we're using whatever the best available there for the cost that it costs us.
Okay.
We might want to use Starlink and the Rio cameras out there. I guess get a little pricey when you start adding them up, and Starlink might be an option out there to get away from the Rio.
Some of the issues are that the equipment that the cameras that run off of the Starlink that we're moving to for Claiborne require a control panel of some sort, a little data closet. Well, we don't have any property at Bluebirds, and we don't have any property at Bailey's
Road. Yeah, down on Bailey's Road.
So, you know, it's just depends on the park and what we've got and what we're able to do. That's kind of why it's taken so long, because it's
It's a big process. So getting the vendors to kind of give me recommendations on how it works best. So far, we got flavor.
Okay.
More pondering.
Do they not offer packages like you can have?
I don't know.
With Starlink? So Starlink, from what I understand, is you have to basically buy it through a third-party provider.
You just buy the equipment.
So, the person that's, the vendor that's installing all of this is a third-party provider for Starlink. Mm-hmm. I tried to go directly to Starlink. I couldn't get it. It's not the way it works.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to have 3 Starlink accounts for Claiborne, as you'll see maybe later. But that's because it's so spread out. And so
the big park.
2 shelters are too far from the other 2 shelters. And then the park office has a lot more on it. There'll be a camera at the gate now, So it's just a lot more security. But like I said, each location is going to be dependent upon what we have there and what we can put out there.
Yeah, I was wondering if the government as a whole, government agencies have better access to Starlink or anything else, and it may be something to be brought up when you go to the Capitol, because
we did try to look into that, we just couldn't.
Yeah,
and I will tell you, similar issue when we were at the Capitol about a month ago. That was one of the hearings that was before the one I was at, was
right.
Talking about the technology available through Starlink now for right. a lot of different options across. Now, whether we're going to get some support on it, but right now, Starlink doesn't offer a government quote-unquote program yet.
Yeah, because, disasters, Starlink would be the best way to go.
The way. I mean, I can tell you, it's and that was what the whole discussion was about, about the disasters and different, the Central Texas stuff and all the things happen out there and the availability, because you can walk out your yard, you put it on the ground, you turn it on, it's on. It's amazing.
Right. One last question. These cameras and monitoring, is that go straight to the sheriff's office? Is that real time, or is that just recording?
And unlike the flight cameras was the issue, we control the data. It's ours.
Yeah.
So
it's
not going to be out. It's not third party.
I was just wondering if some incident does it.
That, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a recording that over so much time it starts.
Yeah, so we won't know if an incident happens till.
Yeah.
Well, it is live monitor. I mean, we can live monitor.
Live
monitor.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be sitting there all day watching all the cameras at one time. But it. Can just go, hey, if somebody called and said, hey, there's something going on at the park, I can log in and go, okay, yeah, we need to call the sheriff's office out here.
Right.
And, of course, they would have access to it if they needed to, do anything. But, it's something that we'll record, but it can be watched live also.
Okay.
So. Other than a certain amount of time frame, there's no stored data.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, so motion.
The court allowing this to be moved to the other account lines.
Yeah, so
it's not just originally it was approved in the budget for equipment over $5,000 for that total amount, and this is what we're
okay. So you just amend your motion to say that, Commissioner.
Yes.
And then you amend your second. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
No.
All right.
No.
Any opposed? Now we'll go back to number 12. And item number 12 is a discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for Expo and Parks from 001-681-5759 equipment of $2,940 to 001-681-5795 of equipment between $2,000 and $5,000 or $4,999 of $2,940. Purpose to provide funds for Starlink setup kits for the cameras at Claiborne Park for 3 areas, the park office, the pavilions 1 and 2, and the pavilions 3 and 4, and anything else you would like to add about that, Ms. Denise, that's pretty self-explanatory, but just in case.
Yeah, I explained earlier that it's 3 different areas, so we have to have 3 different kits, and the next one will be for the 3 different areas for service. So
all right. Have a
one
motion.
For equipment, one for service.
Okay, motion by for 3, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item 13, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for Expo and Parks from 001-681-57590, equipment greater than $1,950 to 001-681-5273, cellular internet service of $1,950, purpose to provide funds for annual Starlink internet service for the cameras at the Parks Office, Pavilions 1 and 2, and Pavilions 3 and 4.
So moved.
All right, motion by 2. Second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 14, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for or Health Services from 001-450-530-060, a pharmacy of $5,000, and 001-450-54550, travel registration dues of $2,000 going to 001-450-57500, equipment non-inventory of $7,000, purpose to provide funding to purchase equipment for the new Orange County Health Services.
So moved.
Building, motion by one.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion?
Is this one at 1442?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you explain what equipment is?
I think I saw her walk in, didn't I?
Jennifer.
It'll be equipment.
Oh, there she is. She was right. I was like, I know she's here.
The break room, the conference room, and washer and dryer, should there be a steal or an accident while there's a patient in the room.
Okay. Hopefully there'll be a lot of supplies starting to begin into that thing pretty quick so we can get it up and operational. All right, motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding receipt of the county auditor's monthly financial report. Ms. Penny?
I would ask for this to be no action.
Okay.
That was actually my fault.
Oh, okay. All right. No action item on that. Item number 16, discussion and possible action to approve the annual contributions for local community programs as follows. These are ones that we typically do every year. Item number A is OCAA Meals on Wheels program of $45,000. B, Spindletop MHMR services of $40,000. CASA of $2,500. Heritage House, $7,500. Southeast Texas R&D of $500. Laura Sabine and Nature Soil and Water Conservation of $2,000. The VFW of $5,000. Gift of Life Program of $10,000. Con Park of $5,000. And Be Blessed of $2,500. So.
Is that a question? Did we do $10,000 to VFW last year? Or is this the same amount?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yes.
We did 10 last year.
I'd like to do 10 this year.
Okay.
I think they're definitely a worthy organization. And I'll make that a motion and with that amended item.
All right.
Now, second.
Have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion or any other changes that you see in here?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn McCarver, I think it's great what you're all doing here. Can you just speak on how you come up with these great organizations and how, I mean, there's lots of great organizations in Orange County all over. So I was just wondering how these are picked. Some are repeat from the last couple of years, but if you can just speak on how that decisions were made and what your thought process were on all of these.
Well, most all of them were ones that we've done for several years. We did add, last year we added the VFW and the Heritage House, because was mm-hmm. our new ones, primarily because of the fact that they're pretty much in really bad financial shape and they have no
Well, Heritage House we did before.
Ma'am?
We've done Heritage
House. I'm saying, but we added them last year. So mm-hmm. last year was the first year for Heritage, and last year was the first year for the VFW.
Right.
And decided to do them again this year. And, you know, I try to keep it within a range of money. You know, we don't – they send in requests.
That's what I was wondering. So do organizations send in requests to you?
And then I would say this, almost every one of these is organizations we have a history with. We've worked with.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do direct work with Orange County with some program.
Right. So. My question with Conn's Park, is that a government-run park, county-run park? And shouldn't that fall under the parks?
It's actually, they're building a
baseball
complex of softball
yeah.
and a baseball field.
Yeah.
They're real close to starting the first field.
Uh-huh.
They've got the concession stand built, dirt work done for multiple fields. This year, they're real close to starting that first field.
And that part of it's not city, is it?
It's not
no,
city.
It's not city.
It's a non-profit
organization.
It's a non-profit.
So it's not county run, it's a non-profit.
No, ma'am.
Non-profit. Okay, that's what it's yeah. question. Okay, thank you.
And is this for this list, is this for this year? Or
yeah, this is stuff I'm moving into this budget. All the items we're moving into there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so if there's no other changes, I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
I know we've got a couple of representatives here. Anybody want to say anything? You don't have to. I'm just checking.
Wait, were you thinking of someone in particular? I don't mind.
The other, from one side to the other. So
is that the one that was asked to keep Chris straight?
Yeah, there you go.
Rita Ballard, Executive Director of Be Blessed Orange, Texas. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for considering our organization. This year, your money that you donate will go to feed 350 families at Thanksgiving, and y'all will be providing them each with a chicken that they will be, that's what we're going to use this money for. We buy so much to go with the donations that we get, so we are very, very grateful for this. Thank you so much. And we're also feeding 650 kids this year in Orange County.
What did you start out as when you started, what, 5 years ago now?
40 kids.
Started 40 kids.
We started at 650 right now.
You and your group have done some amazing.
Thank you so very much.
Well, and I said that's, you know, kind of what I wanted to add on that is, look, you know, appreciate the thank you to us, but really thank you to you and your group, because all these groups do fantastic work for people that need it in Orange County.
We are all volunteers, and we are just the hands and feet of God. That's what we are.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I can assure
you
all that's not all she does.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I do.
All right. Did anybody else want to talk about theirs? I mean, good. Okay. Wanted to allow it to be available. Item number 17, acknowledge for the record that in accordance with the authorizing legislation, Senate Bill SB 1160, the 87th regular legislative session, the Gulf Coast Protection District is officially submitting its 2025 annual report. Y'all should all have a copy of that. It's just one of the requirements that they have for all the entities that are within the GCPD.
That's all I want to say about that.
Appreciate everybody's efforts on working on this.
It'd be a good time to put some appreciation to Commissioner Rockford for representing us for as long as he did. I know we made a change because of some different rulings, but you did a great job representing us, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
We're still pushing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're the little ant pushing the big basketball uphill, but we're trying. Motion by three.
Second
by two already. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action on Orange County fiscal year 26 to 27 budget items. Again, as just with the other stuff, we're trying to get some of the things approved that will be moved into the budget as we move forward. And so these are some other things. We did some last week. We'll be doing them until we get to the final budget presentation. So y'all should have the list. And so on our budget proposal, item number one, items to vote on, is a $2 COLA for all pay matrix to include the county matrix, the auditor's matrix, the sheriff's office matrix, to include two AgriLife agents, to include the mosquito control pilot, and to include two county court at law court reporters. We can do those separate as a deal, or I can read them all, but I would prefer to do them each individual one so that
Motion.
We have record.
Second.
I have a motion by two, a second by one. Any further discussion on that? All right. If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The next item is the election workers going from $12 an hour to $14 an hour with an increased stipend for the election worker judges on election day from $25 to $50. Currently, they get $25. We want to go to $50 for them, and that's only on election day. And then the rest of them during the rest of the time will go from 12 to 14.
So moved. Second.
Again, all right. Motion by two, second by four. Any further discussion?
Can you just repeat that?
I can. So the election workers are going to go from 12 to 14. The election judge on election day at each of the sites, we have the election judges. Their stipend currently for being the election judge is $25. We're going to raise that to 50.
Is that coming out from you, or is that the state said?
That's our portion.
Okay.
All right. A motion by two, second by four. If no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Longevity pay is the next item to go to increase $1 per tier as follows. 5 to 9 years of service going from $3 to $4, 10 to 14 years of service going from $4 to $5, 15 to 19 years of service going from $5 to $6, 20 to 24 years of service going to $6 to $7, and 25 and over years of service, going from 7 to 8. We have not made an adjustment in this in over 20 years. So, we're trying.
You stopped looking at 07?
No. Yeah, she's quit looking at 07. Her eyes were looking watering over. It was super good. Okay. I have a motion by 3, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And as we've been doing now for several years, for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, when I look at the pay scales and as a whole, we look at areas where we have open vacancies that have a lot of turnover, and we try to make adjustments in that because sometimes it's related to the pay. Sometimes it's other things, but a lot of times it's pay. And so we've been making adjustments every year, and this new year's not going to be any different. So one of the adjustments that I'd like to make is going to be in the sheriff's office pay matrix with an adjustment of $1 their total would be $3, and that is deputy grade from deputy 1 through deputy 5 on the matrix. Having conversations with the sheriff about that's really one of the weakest areas where they're having problems hiring people. Hopefully we can add a little bit of money and get it up closer to what it is in the neighboring areas.
What's that number of employees on that, Judge? We have a number?
27, 28. Okay. If they had them full, we're hoping we're going to be able to get them full by putting a little bit more money in there. And then the other item is the adjustment of a dollar in the P1 through the P4 grade for the 8 assistant district attorneys in the county attorney's office. That is another area that we've had a lot of turnover, just continually turnover. And a lot when you ask them why they're leaving and going to someplace else that they make more money. So it's a small adjustment, but it's an adjustment, and we're trying to whittle away at this as we can, and that's what that's for.
On the county pay matrix.
That's on the county's pay matrix, and that because there's a different pay level there. So that's the two adjustments there. And so anything they want to add, me and Commissioner Sal's been working on this, and a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of late night hours trying to figure out this stuff so we can try to make some changes while we're able. To make some changes. We don't know what the state's going to do next year. There's been a lot of talk about a zero rate increase being able to push on to the counties and to the cities and stuff. And if that happens, then that basically takes any of this about happening in the future off. And so before we get too far behind, we want to make sure we can try to stay ahead of the game at least a little bit.
And looking at all the other counties that we were doing the surveys on, both of the counties to the north of my precinct, specifically Jasper and Newton County, we'll be paying roughly $10,000 a year less than what Orange County pays to their deputies. We also have a tremendously better benefit package in that we pay all of their insurance and 60% of their dependent care, which is not covered in either one of those two counties. And this right now puts us a little bit above Jefferson County. So from a standpoint of counties that touch us, we'll be better paid, better compensated than they are.
And just so for clarification, I think you can probably say it better than I can, Denise, but this is in lieu of any contract deals. This has nothing to do with that. It's outside of that because we don't know what's going to happen there. That's going to be a court decision, but I still need to take care of our people.
And if we don't do it now, there's a good chance we're not going to get to do it for 2 to 3 years if we wait for this thing.
So we wanted to make sure we did that now.
Court system. I wanted to add, Judge, and this is going to remain pretty vague, but respect is a two-way street. It's usually earned and not given, and I'll just leave it at that.
To that, I'll make that motion.
All right. I have a motion by 3. I have a second by 2 to support all of those on those adjustments for this year.
Judge, to be clear, for that 27, that's a $3 a year.
Yes, so, it goes. It's taking them from the 2 that we already did and then the adjustment of another dollar for a total of 3.
Likely the largest adjustment ever made in Orange County.
Yeah, and that's the same thing on the P1 through P4s as well.
I have a quick question.
I'm sorry.
The part-time seasonal employees, they are not included in the matrix, correct?
Right.
Okay. So they will stay the same.
We have not made that adjustment, or we haven't made any changes on that yet this year.
Okay. Do you have a specific concern about that? Obviously not what we're discussing right now.
I do. Because we hire part-time people in the collection station, it's hard to get anybody to work 29 hours for $14 an hour.
They have
a
reason 2 or 3 years. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm sorry, say that again.
They have a reason for paying 2 to 3 years. Because
Well, I tell you what, because I didn't put it on this one, so if y'all want to get with me after, let's talk about it and look at it. Because like I said, this is the second of, I got a couple of more the courts before we're gonna, that we can talk about stuff like this before I've got to finish it to put it into the budget. Penny's got to put it in the budget.
So on behalf of the employees, I'm, as HR director, say completely thank you. Thank you very much for the pay matrix raise of $2 and the longevity raise. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I, you know, we do have, and I've said it before, y'all, you know, we truly appreciate everything our county employees do. You know, it's certainly never going to be the highest paid gig in town. It's just not. But we try to make sure we take care of our benefits. We might try to keep our pay scale up. As you know, I will tell you, growth in our county is a good thing. It's gave us a lot of revenue that we haven't had in the past to be able to do stuff like this. And we're getting to have the benefit of that. And I haven't talked about the tax rate yet because it's coming, but we're going to be able to do this for sure at the same tax rate we are now, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to still drop it again, which would make us 6 years in a row to drop our tax rate, which is what we control. We don't control appraisals. I always like to say that in here because I want to continue to do it. We want to continue to be able to pay the benefit, but we also want to be able to continue to reduce the tax rate on our citizens. And so that's my commitment to that, but that doesn't happen until I actually present the budget. I can't talk about that until that point. So, anyway.
A little quick math there. That will be, in basically in the last 4 years, that will be an increase of compensation to our deputies, $14,560.
That's not a small change.
I had a motion by three.
So I'll say, on behalf of the sheriff's office, thank y'all for putting the time and the effort into this. That $3 will go a long way in hiring the additional people that we need for the 8 vacancies that we have currently today. So, thank you.
Well, thank you. And I said, me and you had a really good discussion about it last week. You helped me understand it a little bit better about where we needed to go to try to make sure we could right the ship a little bit. So,
I appreciate it, too.
You're quite welcome. I have a motion by three, a second by two. If there's no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank y'all. All right. Discussion and possible action to accept the proposed tax rate for the fiscal year 26 to 27 budget. We're not at this point. We're not ready to that because the budget is still not completely put together, but I have to have that on my agenda as I move forward. It's a no action item at this point because we didn't have everything ready to, I say ready to go. It's a long process.
It's not there yet.
But I'm required to have it on my agendas as I move forward. It'll be on every agenda until we actually do approve it. Because it's crazy how this works, state law, you know, those great legislatures up there, and they are pretty good, but that I have to approve my budget before I can approve the tax rate to support it. You think it would be the opposite way around. Yeah. All right. So that is going to be a no-action item if everybody's okay with that. All right, item number 20, which is record in the minutes the reappointment of the county auditor under the terms of VTCA, Texas Local Government Code, sections 84.003. Ms. Ann, if you want to add to that, but it's just a reappointment we have to do every 2 years. Standard, right? I mean, you're certainly welcome to come and talk about it.
I want to hear it.
She's like, well, no.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. It was my motion. I know you three, and then I know my second was two.
Bill wants to think about that for a little bit.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'll give y'all time to debate it if you want to. If not, if there's no further conversation, I have a motion and a second.
We're going to say our
term raise. It is matching the county's raises across the board. But this is the reappointment of her. This isn't the money. Yeah, this isn't the money. This is the reappointment of her. So we keep her.
But it's the point with the money, though, right?
Yeah, the number 22 is the order setting the salaries.
So this one's 22.
Yeah, this is just the, we got her appointed before we give her any money.
Okay, sorry.
That's what we're doing right now. Yeah, the auditor. So, okay. So we have a motion by three, a second by two. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
You're stuck with us, Penny. Item number 21, recording the minutes of reappointment of the county purchasing agent under the terms of BTCA, Texas Local Government Code 262.001 as well. Y'all want to have some discussion about her? Debate it, whatever we want to do. I mean, hey, it's open. It's all open.
So moved.
Item number one, second by four. Any further discussion? You got a chance to bail out on your own.
I would like to thank both of you.
Yes.
The public sentiment, especially with the Facebook warriors and social media warriors and all that, y'all, in y'all's positions, y'all take a lot of, in my opinion, unnecessary and unfair grief. And I know, Penny, I've had a lot of conversations with your husband trying to get him to allow you to keep working here. And I appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all for what y'all do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I have a motion by one, second by four. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, now we're going to get to the other one. So item number 22, recording the minutes, the order setting the salary of the county auditor and assistants in the office of the county auditor and the Orange County official court reporters pursuant to local government code 152.905 and 152.031. The request was that they got the same amount that we're issuing to the rest of our county employees to be consistent with that, and that was their request. So that's what we are approving.
Appreciate them being reasonable about that.
Absolutely.
So moved.
Motion by two, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 23, discussion and possible action to approve the appointment of Dr. Calvin R. Parker as the local health authority for Orange County for a two-year term and authorize the county judge to execute the official DSHS appointment forms. B, under the Texas Health and Safety Code and 121.028, the Commissioner's Court may appoint a licensed physician to serve as the local health authority to administer state and local public health laws. The proposed appointee meets all state qualifications. The new term will run from August 23rd, 2026 to August 23rd, 2028. Anything else you want to add to that, Ms. Jennifer? We met with him, and he was consistent with what we were wanting to do.
Do you want to say the amount?
Is that on the next one?
No.
Nope, it's not. So, yes, so we say the amount. You have that in front because I don't have it in front of me.
So we are going to go to $28,000
a year.
I amend my motion to include the
$28,000. And just as we're talking about this, because I know as this does not include the, once the health department is up and running, his responsibility will increase substantially with that, and we will make that adjustment next year. He was good with waiting on that.
And this is different than what he does at the jail?
Yes, different what he does for the jail.
That's a whole different problem.
All right, so I have a motion by three.
I have a question. Will that start in October or August the 23rd?
Ma'am?
Will that start in October the 15th? Will that start October the 1st or August the 23rd?
August the 23rd is the contract
is
date.
That's his appointment.
That's the appointment. So we can start the pay with the October 1st time frame.
October 1st. We'll start with the budget.
Does the contract say that? We
need to amend that again.
It's not a contract. It's an appointment.
We don't have a contract with him at that appointment.
It's just an appointment.
No, it's just an appointment. Okay. So we start with the budget.
But we will double check that, Denise, so let's make sure.
Yeah.
So, Judge, we need to make an amendment to begin October 1st?
Well, I think we do it with the budget year. What's that say?
Yeah, this is just the appointment, and the budget runs from October to October.
The first full pay period.
So it's October.
But what is the last appointment? I don't want his appointment to expire and then.
It's not. So that his last appointment expires on August 22nd, 2026. The new one starts on August 23rd. So the appointment is good. It's just the question on when the pay starts, so we have to hit the pay period.
So we're okay with it.
Well, to keep this from happening as we move forward here, do we want to extend that to from August the 23rd of 2028 to October 1st of 2028?
I don't know what the
statute is.
It's a statute.
You can only do 2 years?
Yeah, it's a statute from when we signed him.
Yeah.
And it did get off a cycle, I will say, because with the doctor we had previous to him left before his term was up, and so we had to start Calvin at a different time frame.
Right.
Just how it got changed.
So is there a fix? We do it for a year or such and come back and get it back to where it's supposed to be? So in other words, I know we can't do more than 2 years, can we do less?
I would want to look at the statute to make sure. I can't imagine that we, I mean, surely we can do less. It's probably up to 2 years, but I'd like to read the language.
Just to get it back where it matches it.
Yeah, but we can review this one, and then we'll figure out how to get us on cycle next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one we need to approve as stands, I guess. And so I have a motion by two, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we've already done number 24. Number 25, discussion and possible action to authorize the county judge, Judge Pro Tem, to sign the master grant agreement in the local interlocal agreement with SETRPC for fiscal year 26 to 27. Is Janelle here?
He is not.
Mr. Dixon. Yeah, Bob. Anything to add?
Bob,
we're just continuing our service with.
What we have, Judge, every 5 years we have to update our interlocal cooperative agreement with the county. The last one was signed in 2022. This agreement will go from 2027 to 2031. Each year we will have a subaward agreement for the federal and state funds to operate your Orange County transportation program. And this is then every year from then on we'll do that new subaward agreement as an attachment to the interlocal agreement. So this is just a continuation of our rural transportation program that transports general purpose service to people within the county, and also y'all transport people into Beaumont and Port Arthur. And I just say that your transportation department does a good job of serving people. As I said, it's open to everybody. The trips are wherever anybody needs to go. If they need to go to the doctor, to go to come to the courthouse, to go to Walmart, the beauty shop, to go to school, the library, it's general purpose demand response, curb-to-curb service, and we interact well, our staff does, and we appreciate y'all continuing to do this valued service for your citizens.
Did you say this agreement goes more than a year?
No, this agreement, the interlocal agreement is 5 years. We do that every 5 years, but the year-to-year agreement, our sub-award agreement, is for the amount of money of federal and state funds that we have for each year, so we're just adopting the sub-award agreement for the funding for 27. And then we'll have a separate contract for those next 4 years. And then after that, you'll need to adopt another inter-local cooperative agreement.
Denise, are you reading this?
I read the agreements.
So the inter-local has inter-local, and it's showing 26 or 27, but we have a five-year agreement.
Well, it's two separate agreements. The sub-award is a five-year agreement, and then the interlocal we read up each year.
Yeah, there's two agreements. It is to sign the master grant agreement mm-hmm. and the interlocal agreement.
Mm-hmm. It's always
so the interlocal is the five, yeah.
Agreements. Okay. And I read them both.
Second.
Okay. Who's my motion first? One. Second by three.
Did you motion?
Any further discussion?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I'm tickled to death. It doesn't say Jasper anywhere in this agreement.
Absolutely.
No, never again.
Yeah.
It does not.
This does not have anything to do. This is for service to the great citizens of Orange County only.
Here, here. I like that.
Thank y'all for what y'all do.
You have some people that quit and continue to Jasper.
Yeah, well, you know, and I will say, I mean, I hate it that Jasper, that they didn't embrace that program and that they could have moved it up there, which was a plan, but it just never got the
never got traction.
Yeah. Okay. A motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, number 26, discussion possible action regarding approving the dates for the online auction. Auctioneer is Renee Bates Auctioneers. Date open for online bidding is Monday, September 14th, 2026 at 10 a.m., close date Friday, September 25th at 2026 at 10 a.m. Michelle, anything you want to add to that?
No.
They always do us a really good job, and you do a great job of managing that. So get us top dollar for our old stuff.
We're just doing large equipment. Okay. Vehicle
within large equipment. Okay. Motion by three, second by two. Further discussion?
Judge, I was looking back on the appointments. Did you do the court administrator? Did we approve her?
Hang on. Let's finish voting on this.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get out of this. So, yeah, and then we'll go back. So, item number three. I mean, is that a motion by three, second by two? Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Any opposed? Now, I'm sorry, Christy. I don't see the court administrator on here.
Okay.
You don't want to be the court administrator? Was it it?
Oh, I absolutely do. I think you can tell about through the board of judges.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I want to be a clerk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You get the dedication.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, item at number 27, discussion and possible action regarding accepting and authorizing Orange County Judge to sign contract with Renee Bates Auctioneers, Inc. to conduct Orange County online surplus auction and as needed basis using the buy board contract. I have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
If you vote for one, you got to vote for the other. I don't know.
That would make sense. It has happened the other way before.
Well, that was a previous court.
Yeah, it was. Item number 28, discussion and possible action regarding destroying the following items. Like I said, if you just want to read through, that's just a couple of items sure. that are out of the sheriff's office and their laptops, computers that are going to be destroyed.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 29, discussion and possible action regarding accepting the transfer of forfeited property to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Ms. Michelle, you want to add anything to that?
These cars are going to be sold in the auction. They're not going to be added to our fleet.
Okay. All right. Motion by three.
So explain that to me a little bit more.
So these are vehicles that were seized during law enforcement activities and were forfeited to the Orange County Sheriff's Office through judicial proceedings that I handle for the Sheriff's Office. Right. Once the Sheriff's Office gets those forfeited to them, they have the option of either selling them and using the proceeds the same way they would forfeited cash, or they can put the vehicles into service. I think with these vehicles, they've elected to auction them, so we're accepting them to the Sheriff's Office to put them for auction, but we don't need them insured or inventory or anything like that.
I guess my point was, but then those funds will go into the forfeiture fund for the Sheriff's Office?
By law,
yes.
They have to.
Yeah, they go to the forfeiture side.
That part was clear. Yeah. That's okay. What I thought.
But okay. Sure. All right. So currently I have a motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And item number 30 is discussion and possible action regarding a contract with GrantWorks LLC for RFP 26005 pertaining to the application and implementation, if awarded, of the county's 2027-2028 Texas Community Development Block Grant Program, Community Development Fund, TX CDBGCD grant of Texas Department of Agriculture on behalf of Mauriceville Mud. Legal has reviewed the contracts. Possible action by the court may include the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
Can you just explain what this is?
This is the same grant.
You have to come up here. Come on, wait.
This is the same grant that we've been applying for several years now for entities like Orangeville Water, where they rehabilitated their water tower, and we have to apply for it
on their behalf.
Yeah, some of those groups are not eligible to apply for the grant. That has to go through the county. It's be their grant. The administration will take care, but we have to apply for it.
We only applied for Mauriceville Mud this year because of issues that have happened on the last two grant cycles with Orange County.
Yeah, Florida. We're trying to keep them separate.
So what are they, Orange
expanding
County?
Services.
What is
expanding?
Expanding services to areas that don't
currently have water
currently
and
services.
Sewer.
So this is people who don't currently have water services,
sewer, yeah.
And this is just to get them water services.
Yeah.
And right now they're working.
Mauriceville Mud's running water lines down Dixie off of 2802. They're planning on expanding their territory, and that's what they're hoping to use some of this grant towards.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And we've had good luck. For instance, when they expanded down 1130, they've picked up several homes in Canada states that didn't have sewer service, and you know, we've got our issues out there, so they've helped out a lot.
Yeah, they do really good work, and like I said, their expansion, and it's needed, but yeah, like everybody else, they need funds, and grants sometimes are the way to do it. So.
Okay. This was just clear as mud. So.
Okay. As mud is, and no pun intended with mud. All right. So I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? You know, item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioners' court meeting. I have a motion by four.
31?
Yeah. You're going all the way back to 13? You said item 13.
Oh, item 31. Yeah, thank you. I'm telling you, I have looked at so many numbers in the last 2 months, but it's just all, as if it opened up, it would just, numbers would fall out. Thank y'all. Thank you for the correction. So I have a motion by Forrest, second by Three to adjourn Commissioner's Courtroom. Do I have a motion to go? I mean, I have all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 11 o'clock.
Did you stay up late?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I got a bad leg.